Ask Catherine a couple good questions. It becomes very obvious to me that Facebook and LinkedIn are accessing my computer's hard drive. They suggest that I connect with people who aren't connected with anyone else in their network on their services, but those people's names and email addresses reside in my contact management software on the hard drive. It is pretty safe to say that the computer firewall services are allowing services like these to bypass the security system we believe we're entitled to. I'm going to check on LinkedIn. I don't know about that. I've just started to use it again. I don't use Facebook. I do know that Facebook's terms and conditions allow them to access, if you use them on your mobile phone, everything on your phone, including your camera and your microphone, so they can listen to you, they can watch you, they can, you know, it's basically open access. But I thank you for asking that, and I'll check on LinkedIn. When we hear things like the Federal Reserve is backing off of its quantitative easing program, how do we know this is true? Can't they just be making this stuff up along with providing any appropriate documentation to get us to believe what they want us to? I do think they're backing off of the quantitative easing program because I think they're going into engineering this bear trap that I've been describing. And again, I'll talk about it more during the wrap-up. But so I believe that's sincere. There are many different things that the Federal Reserve and the group that owns and manages the Federal Reserve can do to continue to do sort of monetary easing behind the scenes. There are many different ways they can do it. So they can encourage a flotilla of hedge funds to borrow money and proceed to do things based on sort of an inside information. So I do think they're backing off on quantitative easing. I think the fraud's pretty much cleaned up and dealt with or under management, and they're ready to kind of pull the rug and assert dollar supremacy in a lot of different ways. It's a sort of a game of financial hardball, and I do think it's coming.